Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Today we're taking a look at the world of cybersecurity certifications.
Oh, very cool.
We're going to be using an article called Suggested Certifications for Cyber Professionals. It's really interesting because it lays out a whole bunch of different paths
Okay.
leading to all these different roles in the cybersecurity field.
Right.
And it kind of got me thinking about it. When you start a big video game
Oh, yeah.
and you get to choose your character and choose what skills you're going to
I
develop.
choose new a skill tree. Yeah,
Exactly.
yeah.
So our mission today is to help you kind of navigate this landscape
Okay.
and see which path might be right for you.
Love it.
So let's start with, I guess, the defenders of the digital world, the blue team.
Yeah, the blue team is all about protection. You know, they're the ones who are building the walls,
Okay.
manning the watchtowers, repelling the
So
invaders.
they're like the guards at a medieval castle.
You got it.
Okay.
Exactly. They're the guardians of our data and systems.
I'm just picturing a high-tech command center with screens flashing alerts and a team of experts analyzing every blip on the radar.
Yeah, you're getting the idea. They often work in these places called security operation centers or SOCs, and they monitor network traffic.
Oh, wow.
They investigate suspicious activity and then they respond to cyber attacks.
So you're talking about the pressure of being the first line of defense against a really sophisticated hacking group.
Yeah, absolutely. Imagine that.
Intense. So what kind of certifications would someone need to be equipped to handle a role like that?
Well, there's, certifications for every level, from entry level to expert. And a great place to start would be CompTIA Security Plus Legs. It's kind of like basic training for anyone entering the cybersecurity
So
field.
it's like the foundation of your cybersecurity castle, so to speak.
Go like that, yeah.
What comes after that? After you've mastered those basics.
So from there, you could specialize. You could specialize in areas like incident response or digital forensics. For example, you could get a certification as a certified digital forensics practitioner. And that delves into the investigating side of things, teaches you how to collect and analyze digital evidence. Like, imagine tracking down a hacker just by piecing together the clues from their digital footprint.
So investigating data breaches, recovering lost files, even helping law enforcement track down cyber criminals.
Yeah, exactly. And then as you gain experience, you could aim for even more advanced certifications. Something like GIAC Certified Forensic Analyst. This one's for the experts who can dissect malware, reconstruct attack timelines, and present their findings in court.
So that level of expertise, that's crucial in today's world
Right.
where cyber attacks are becoming so sophisticated. So it's like having a digital detective on your side.
Yeah, precisely. And now that we've looked at how the blue team defends, let's flip it around and see how the red team helps them by thinking like the enemy.
Okay, so this is where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
The red team, the ethical hackers, are the ones who probe for weaknesses
Yes.
before the bad guys can exploit them.
That's right. Think of them as cybersecurity's friendly fire. They use the same tools and techniques as malicious hackers, but their goal is to identify vulnerabilities so they can help organizations, strengthen their defenses.
So they're like digital penetration testers. They're trying to break in so that the real attackers can't.
You got it.
That's a really valuable skill set, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. And there are certifications specifically designed to train and validate those skills. A good entry point is the Certified Ethical Hacker certification. It covers, the fundamentals of penetration testing, ethical hacking principles, and common attack methodologies.
So it's like learning the secret language of hackers, but for good instead of evil.
I like that.
So what comes after you've kind of mastered the basics of ethical hacking?
Well, from there, things get very technical. Certifications like the Offensive Security Certified Professional, or OSCP for short, they delve deep into penetration testing techniques, covering things like bypassing security controls, exploiting web applications, and pivoting through networks.
That this is where you learn the real tricks of the trade.
Yeah, you got it.
The kind of stuff that makes even experienced security professionals sweat a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. And then for those who want to reach like the pinnacle of ethical hacking expertise.
Okay.
There's the Offensive Security Certified Expert, or OSCE.
Okay.
This certification is notoriously challenging. It requires mastery of really advanced techniques,
yeah,
like exploit development and malware analysis.
Well, exploit develop.
That sounds a little dangerous. Aren't we trying to like prevent those things?
Yeah, but remember, these are ethical hackers.
Yeah.
They develop exploits in controlled environments so they can understand how they work.
Okay.
How to defend against them. Think of it like studying a virus. So you can develop a vaccine.
Right.
You need to understand how it works to neutralize it.
That makes sense. Okay. So we've got our defenders and we've got our attackers, but where do the strategists fit in all of this?
Right. That's where InfoSec professionals come in.
Okay.
They're the big picture thinkers, the ones who develop security policies, manage risk, and ensure compliance with regulations.
So they're not like on the front lines of a cyber attack.
Right.
But they're the ones who set the overall strategy for defense.
You got it.
So they're like the generals planning the cybersecurity war.
Yeah, I like that analogy a lot.
Okay.
And just like the other areas, InfoSec has its own set of certifications. One of the most well-known is the Certified Information Systems Security Professional, or CISSP.
Okay.
It covers a wide range of topics, from security architecture, risk management, incident response, and business continuity planning.
So this is for folks who understand not just the technical aspects of security, but like the business implications and the legal requirements as well.
Exactly. A CISSP, they're not just a techie.
Oh.
They're a leader.
Okay.
A strategist.
Mm-hmm.
And a communicator.
Okay.
Someone who can bridge the gap between, you know, technical teams and executive leadership.
So they need to be able to like explain complex security concepts to someone who maybe isn't as technical.
Exactly. Make it so everyone can understand. And advocate for security investments that align with the organization's goals.
So it's a really sought-after certification because it demonstrates a well-rounded understanding of cybersecurity.
Exactly. Both the technical and the strategic sides.
Okay, so we've met the blue team defenders, the red team of hackers, and the InfoSec strategists.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Each path has its own unique appeal.
Right.
And they all require a specific set of skills.
Yeah.
I already feel like I've like leveled up my cybersecurity knowledge.
I bet. Yeah.
But there's so much more to explore.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing in the next part of our deep dive. We'll delve deeper into these certification paths, looking at specific career trajectories and the real world impact these certifications can have.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into cybersecurity certifications. So far, we've mapped out like the three main branches: blue team, red team, InfoSec.
Right.
But, you know, if you were to actually embark on one of these paths,
mm-hmm,
what kind of career could you build?
Yeah, that's where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
You know, each certification,
okay,
it's like a key. It unlocks specific doors in the cybersecurity landscape.
So I'm picturing a giant map with like all these branching paths.
Yeah.
And each certification gets you past a certain gate or checkpoint.
Exactly. So let's say you've earned your CompTIA Security Plus
right.
SIN.
Okay.
You've demonstrated, you know, a solid understanding of the fundamentals of cybersecurity. Now you're standing at a crossroads.
Okay.
Do you want to specialize in protecting systems?
Okay.
Hunting down threats.
Mm-hmm.
Or shaping security strategy?
Those are some big choices.
They are, yeah.
Let's start with the blue team path.
Okay.
What kind of career progression could someone expect if they focused on, you know, defending systems?
So with that, Security Plus under your belt, you could land an entry-level role.
Okay.
Like a security analyst. You'd be monitoring systems for any suspicious activity.
Okay.
Responding to alerts, implementing basic security measures.
So like being the guard at the front gate.
Yeah.
Keeping an eye out for anything out of the ordinary.
Exactly. And then as you climb the blue team ladder.
Yeah.
You gain experience. You earn more advanced certifications.
Right.
You could move into roles like incident responder.
Yeah.
Or a security engineer. Imagine like, you know, being called in to investigate a data breach.
Oh, wow.
Analyzing malware, working to contain the damage.
So like a digital firefighter.
Yeah. Rushing in to put out those cyber flames.
And I imagine those skills are in pretty high demand right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Companies are realizing they need specialized expertise,
mm-hmm,
to handle these increasingly sophisticated threats.
Right.
So a skilled incident responder with certifications like Certified Incident Handler, the CIH,
Okay.
or the GIAC Certified Incident Handler, that's GCIH. These guys, they're worth their weight in gold.
I bet. Okay, so that's the blue team path.
Right.
But what about those who are drawn to the more offensive side,
Okay.
the ethical hackers?
Right.
What kind of career can they build with red team certifications?
So the red team path is all about finding vulnerabilities before the bad guys do.
Okay.
It's a high stakes game of cat and mouse.
Right.
Requires a unique blend of technical skills, creativity, and a touch of mischief.
I'm definitely picturing the like mischievous hacker stereotype here.
I can see that, yeah.
But with a strong moral compass, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's say you've earned your certified ethical hacker certification.
Okay.
You understand the basics of penetration testing. You know how to exploit common vulnerabilities. You're familiar with the tools of the trade.
Okay.
You could land a role as a penetration tester. You know, helping organizations identify weaknesses in their systems.
So you'd be like hired to hack into a company's network.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
But with their permission, of course.
Of course, yeah.
You'd be simulating real-world attacks. You'd see if you can bypass their security controls,
Okay.
access sensitive data, or disrupt their operations. It's kind of like being a professional burglar.
Oh,
But
wow.
instead of stealing jewels, you're exposing security flaws.
That sounds like a dream job for someone who loves solving puzzles and finding like creative solutions.
Yeah.
What happens as you progress in your red team career?
So as you gain experience and earn more advanced certifications, you can specialize. You can specialize in areas like web application security, mobile security, or even exploit development. Imagine being able to like craft your own custom exploits
Okay.
to test the resilience of a system. It requires a really deep understanding of software, operating systems, and network protocols.
That level of like technical expertise is pretty
It
mind-boggling,
is, yeah.
but I can see why it would be so valuable to companies,
Oh, absolutely.
especially ones that want to, stay ahead of the curve.
And certifications like the Offensive Security Certified Professional, that's the OSCP, or the Offensive Security Web Expert, the OSWE. These are highly respected in the industry. They demonstrate that you have the skills to not only find vulnerabilities, but to exploit them as well. And that's crucial for understanding the true impact of a potential attack.
Okay, so we've covered the blue team defenders and the red team attackers. But what about the InfoSec professionals, the strategists? What kind of career paths do their certifications lead to?
So the InfoSec path, that's all about the big picture.
Okay.
It's about understanding the risks an organization faces,
Okay.
developing policies and procedures to mitigate those risks, and ensuring compliance with regulations.
So they're kind of like setting the stage for the blue and red teams to do their job effectively.
Exactly. They're the architects of the cybersecurity strategy.
Okay.
So let's say you've earned your CISSP certification. You understand security architecture, risk management, incident response, business continuity planning. With that knowledge, you could land a role as a security manager, responsible for overseeing the security of an entire organization.
That sounds like a huge responsibility.
It is, yeah.
You'd be in charge of protecting sensitive data, preventing cyber attacks, and making sure the company can continue operating even if there's a disaster.
Right. And it is challenging, but it's a very rewarding role. And then as you gain experience, you can move into even more senior positions.
Okay.
Something like Chief Information Security Officer or CISO.
Okay.
You'd be advising the executive team on security matters,
Wow.
shaping the company's overall security posture,
Okay.
and building a culture of security awareness throughout the organization.
So you're not just influencing the technology,
Right.
you're influencing like the people and the culture of the company as well.
Exactly. And certifications like Certified Information Security Manager, the CSM, or the Certified Information Systems Auditor, CISA,
Okay.
these can help you develop the leadership and management skills
Okay.
that are necessary for those senior roles. They demonstrate that you have a broad understanding of security principles, best practices, and industry standards.
So we've seen how these certifications can unlock some really exciting career paths in each of the main branches of cybersecurity. But it's not just about, the job titles.
Right.
These certifications represent like real-world skills and knowledge.
Absolutely.
And those things can make a tangible difference in protecting people and organizations.
They're not just pieces of paper.
Right.
You know, they're testaments to your dedication to the field.
Okay.
And yeah. your ability to apply your knowledge to solve real world problems.
So it's not just about checking boxes. It's about making a real impact in the fight against cybercrime.
Exactly. And that's what makes cybersecurity such a rewarding and impactful field to be a part of.
Okay, so we've talked about all these different career paths that certifications can unlock.
We have.
But we haven't really talked about the importance of continuous learning.
Right.
Even after you've earned a certification, you know, the cybersecurity landscape is always changing.
It is, yeah.
New threats are emerging all the time.
Absolutely. A cybersecurity professional's journey, it doesn't end with, you know, getting that certification.
Yeah.
It's a lifelong commitment to staying ahead of the curve.
So it's not enough to just, like, rest on your laurels and assume you know everything. You need to stay curious, you need to keep learning, and you constantly need to challenge yourself to grow.
You got it.
And there's lots of ways to do that, right?
Oh, yeah. Tons of ways.
You can attend industry conferences,
mm-hmm.
participate in online forums,
yeah.
read research papers, even just like experimenting with new tools and techniques in your own lab environment.
Yeah.
So it's like being a lifelong student.
Yeah, exactly.
Constantly seeking new knowledge and kind of pushing the boundaries of what you know.
And that mindset is essential for success in cybersecurity.
Okay, so we've explored these career paths that certifications can unlock.
Right.
And we've emphasized the importance of continuous learning.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one really crucial aspect we haven't discussed yet.
Okay.
And that's the human element.
You mean the soft skills?
Exactly. In a field that's often perceived as, you know, being all about technology, mm-hmm. it's really easy to overlook the importance of communication, teamwork, critical thinking.
It's true.
But those skills are just as crucial as technical expertise.
Oh, yeah. Especially as you move into more senior roles.
Okay. So let's talk about those soft skills. Why are they so important in cybersecurity?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
A cybersecurity professional, they often need to explain really complex technical concepts to non-technical audiences.
Okay.
You know, like executives, clients, yeah. even law enforcement officials.
So they need to be able to like break down that technical jargon into plain language.
Exactly. Build trust and persuade others to take action.
So it's not just about knowing those technical details. It's about being able to like translate that knowledge into something that everyone can understand.
Exactly. And that requires strong communication skills.
Okay.
Both written and verbal. A cybersecurity professional might have to write clear and concise reports, deliver presentations, or even conduct training sessions.
Yeah.
And they have to be able to tailor their communication style to different audiences and situations.
Communication is key.
It is, yeah.
What about teamwork? Why is that so important in cybersecurity?
Because cybersecurity incidents, they rarely happen in isolation. They often require a team of experts from different disciplines to work together to investigate, to contain, and to remediate the issue.
So it's like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
Everyone's playing their part and working together seamlessly.
Exactly. And that requires strong teamwork skills.
Okay.
Active listening, conflict resolution, the ability to build consensus.
Okay. We've got communication. We've got teamwork.
Right.
What about critical thinking? Why is that so important in cybersecurity?
So cybersecurity, it's a constantly evolving field.
Right.
With new threats emerging all the time.
Yeah.
So professionals need to be able to, you know, think critically, analyze situations, identify patterns, make sound judgments under pressure.
So they can't just rely on like rote memorization or following a checklist. They need to be able to like adapt to new situations, think outside the box.
You got it. That requires strong critical thinking skills.
Right.
Like problem solving, decision making, and the ability to evaluate information from multiple sources.
So we've established that these soft skills are just as crucial as the technical expertise.
Absolutely.
But how can professionals develop those skills
mm-hmm.
alongside their technical training and certifications?
Well, there are many ways to do that. You know, joining professional organizations, attending industry events, participating in online communities.
Mm-hmm.
These can all provide opportunities to network with others, share knowledge, and practice your communication and teamwork skills.
So it's about getting out there, interacting with others, putting yourself in those situations where you can like practice those soft skills in a real world context.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the value of seeking feedback from others. Whether it's from your colleagues, your mentors, or even your clients, You know, constructive criticism can help you identify areas where you can improve your communication, your teamwork, and your critical thinking skills.
So it's like a continuous process of learning, growing, and refining your skills.
Absolutely.
Both technical and soft.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And by investing in both your technical expertise and those soft skills, you'll be well equipped to succeed in this ever-evolving world of cybersecurity.
It sounds like we've reached another exciting crossroads in our cybersecurity journey. So stay tuned as we explore how these certifications and skills can shape the future of this, you know, really dynamic field.
Welcome back to our deep dive into cybersecurity certifications. Mm-hmm. We've explored different roles, the skills required, and why it's so important to keep learning. But let's zoom out for a second.
Okay.
And think about the bigger picture. Like, how are these certifications and the skills they represent, how are they shaping the future of cybersecurity?
That's a great question. You know, as our world becomes more digital,
more interconnected,
yeah,
the stakes in cybersecurity are just, they're higher than ever. You know, we're not just talking about, you know, protecting corporate data anymore.
Right.
We're talking about safeguarding critical infrastructure,
mm-hmm,
national security, even the very fabric of our society.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you really think about it. Like, every connected device, every piece of data,
it is.
It all represents a potential vulnerability. It's,
yeah,
like we're building a digital world on a foundation of sand.
That's a powerful analogy,
yeah,
and that's why the role of cybersecurity professionals is becoming so crucial.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who are building the walls. They're shoring up the foundations. They're making sure our digital world is safe and secure.
It's not just a job. It's almost like a calling,
hmm,
a responsibility to protect our way of life in this digital age.
In many ways, it is, yeah, and that sense of responsibility.
Okay.
It's reflected in the increasing emphasis on certifications and professional development in the cybersecurity field.
Right. Because it's not enough to just, you know, have a passion for cybersecurity.
Right.
You have to have the skills and the knowledge to back it up. And certifications provide a way to validate those skills and demonstrate your commitment to the profession.
Exactly. Think of it like a builder's license. You wouldn't trust someone to build your house.
Right.
If they didn't have the proper credentials, would you? The same principle applies to cybersecurity.
Yeah.
You know, organizations want to know that the people they're entrusting with their data and systems, they have the necessary skills and knowledge to do the job right.
So certifications are becoming like a passport to enter the world of professional cybersecurity.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
They show potential employers that you're serious about your craft and you've invested the time and effort to develop those necessary skills.
Precisely. And as the demand for cybersecurity professionals continues to grow.
Yeah.
Those certifications are just going to become even more valuable.
It's like a supply and demand thing, right?
It is.
Like, the more valuable those skills become, the more sought after those certifications will be.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important for anyone who's interested in a cybersecurity career to start thinking about certifications early on.
Okay.
You know, it's not just about getting a job. It's about investing in your future.
Yeah.
Positioning yourself for success in this rapidly growing field.
So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, wow, this cybersecurity stuff sounds really interesting. Mm. Where do you even begin?
Well, the first step is to identify your interests and your strengths.
Mm.
Are you drawn to, like, the technical challenges of penetration testing?
Okay.
The investigative thrill of digital forensics?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the strategic thinking of information security management?
And once you've got a general idea of what area you're interested in,
mm-hmm,
then you can start, like, researching the specific certifications that align with that path.
Exactly. And there's tons of resources available online, including professional organizations, training providers, even online communities where you can connect with other cybersecurity professionals and get advice.
And don't be afraid to, you know, reach out to people in the field, ask questions, learn from their experiences.
Yeah.
Like, networking can be such a powerful tool.
It is.
Especially in a field like cybersecurity where collaboration and knowledge sharing are so important.
Absolutely. And remember, you know, the journey doesn't end with a certification. It's a lifelong commitment to learning, growing, and adapting to this ever-changing landscape of cybersecurity.
It's like you're always leveling up, unlocking new skills,
yeah,
and facing new challenges. That's what makes it so exciting.
Exactly. So as we wrap up our deep dive into cybersecurity certifications, I want to leave you with this. The future of cybersecurity, it depends on passionate, skilled, and dedicated individuals like you.
So if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey, embrace the challenge, never stop learning, and make your mark on the digital world.
The world needs more cybersecurity heroes. Will you answer the call?
That's a great question to ponder. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of cybersecurity certifications. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and keep learning.